We are now holding in Simin Tov Lamed Gimel Sif Yud. The Mechaber says, "Bate Kinesios ubate Midrashos Tzrichim Bedika Bibnei Shatinoikes Machnisim Bahem Chametz." The halacha is that a shul also requires a bdika. It is considered a place where chametz is found. Children bring chametz into the shul. The question is as follows. We learned before in Simin Tov Lamed Aleph that there are two reasons that for which Chazal established the mitzvah of bdika. Number one, to prevent a person from being over the Isur Bal Yirah, which is owning chametz on Pesach, and also to prevent someone from inadvertently eating chametz. So, who owns the chametz in the shul? That there could be an Isur Bal Yirah? The answer is, nobody owns it. And for that reason, the Mishnah Berurah actually paskins that although you need a bdika, you do not need to do a bittul. That means that there is no concern of Bal Yirah. The chametz in the shul is ownerless. Some poskim, in fact, argue that for that reason, there is no real obligation in a shul to do bdika, and therefore, no bracha should be made in the bdika of a Beis HaKnesses. The Mishnah Berurah clearly disagrees and says that there is an absolute chiyuv of bdika in a shul and a bracha can be made. The Mishnah Berurah adds that in the case where the bdika was not done on Le'ayud Dalid when it should have been, and therefore it needs to be done on the next morning, so the Mishnah Berurah says that providing that there are enough windows and that the windows are open, that they are not blocked by the glass, that's the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah, we've mentioned it before, the halacha is that no candle is necessary. Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber says, HaMechabed Chedroi B'Yud Gimel Nisan. Someone is, he cleans his room, he's cleaning his house on Yud Gimel Nisan, and he has intent to check for chametz and remove it. And he's also careful not to bring in any more chametz. So the Mechaber paskins afal pikein tzarich livdek b'leil yudalid. He still needs to do a bdika on leil yudalid. That the kibud that is done on Yud Gimel Nisan is insufficient. Why? The Mishnah Berurah lists three reasons. Number one, first of all, cleaning is not the same as checking with a candle or an air. You could have missed something in the Chayim in Stokim. Now, Mishnah Berurah says number two, the second reason is even if the Chayim in Stokim were checked carefully with a candle, there is a concept, and this is based on a Gemara in the Yerushalmi, Shelo lechalek b'mdika lebdika. The obligation of bdika that Chazal established is to be done at night on Yudalid Nisan. Anyone that has not done the bdika at night is therefore not yotze. The bdika must be repeated at night on Yudalid Nisan. The third reason is, and even if you did do the bdika and you'd give him with a candle, it's questionable whether that light was effective enough during the day to be considered a real bdika la'or haner. The Rama says, V'chol adam sarach l'chabed chadarav koidim habdika. In order to allow a proper bdika, the house should be cleaned properly on Yom Yud Gimel, before the bdika. And the Mishnah Berurah says that during the bdika, we have a custom to use a feather to gather up any chametz that was found in any crevices or holes. The Chavar also adds that akisim of bata yad shall be godim, any pockets in a person's clothing which shenoistim behem from chametz, where chametz is commonly found, so you can bedika, or at least sometimes found, should need a bedika. That means both at the zman bedika at night, as well as the next morning, before you do the bittul, you should make sure that there is no chametz in your pockets. It is also very important to remember to check the pockets of your children. Okay, now we go on to Siman Tov Lamed Daled. The Mechaber says, "Acher habdika yenizar b'chametz shemasher lahatznia." You have to be very careful that any chametz that is left over after the bedika should put away. Why? Kedei shelo yitzarech bedika acheres. In order to avoid having to repeat the bedika. And the idea is that in order to establish that your house is chametz free, you have to be very careful that all chametz is in a safe place at all times. That means both during the actual bedika, you should be careful that any chametz found should be put away, as well as after the bedika. And of course, obviously being careful that any other chametz which is left, being left for the next day to be eaten, should also be put away in a safe place, and that means that it is inaccessible to mice or children. At what point would you actually have to repeat the bdika? So the Mechaber tells us, "Kegoin im yitlenu achbar b'fonov, o im yechzer lachmo." In other words, if you actually see that a mouse comes and takes a piece of chametz, or if you know for a fact that you have 10 pieces of chametz, and you come back and find 9, that means that you're missing a piece of chametz, and you are therefore obligated to repeat the bedika. If this does happen, when you have to repeat the bedika, the halacha is that you do it without a bracha, and a bittul would also, in this case, be required midina. In other words, a second bittul, if the chametz was not found. In other words, you lost a piece of chametz, and now you're repeating your bdika, so you repeat the bdika without a bracha, and then, if that piece of chametz is not recovered, an additional bittul must be done mi'ikar hadin. However, Mechaber says b'stam, which means she'en yodeim chosim menu im lav. If you did not see a mouse come, though you might have been careless with your chametz, since you did not see for a fact that a mouse came and took a piece of chametz, or that you were missing one of your pieces of chametz, the halacha is you do not need to repeat the bdika. Mechaber says, what if? He continues, if you cover a love kli, if you covered it with a kli, v'lo mitzo, einu tzarach livduk. Now, even in this particular case, if it was covered properly, for example, by turning a pat upside down on top of the chametz, and then you come back and you do not find the chametz, it's not there, the halacha is, you do not need to repeat the bdika. Why not? Look, the Mechaber explains, Shavadei Odom Netolo, because a mouse cannot move a heavy pot, and we can certainly assume that if the chametz is not there, it was removed by a person, and we do not have to be concerned that it is still floating around your house somewhere. Therefore, the Mechaber says, Lekach Yichpe Olov Kli. The halacha is that this is how the chametz should be put away. You should cover it with a heavy kli, as opposed to just putting it inside a kli and putting some type of cover on the kli, which could possibly be opened by a mouse or some type of sheretz, or yanichena b'teva, or if you put it in like a box with mokrim she'ein ach bar yochel lavo, a type of box which is not accessible to a mouse, the halacha is that you will not need to do another bdikah.